Katherine Hutson, Katherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N, Hutson, H-U-T-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10/29/1970. This is for date of service 2/24/2022. Mrs. Hutson is a 51-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation for excessive weight gain. The patient states that she has normal weight gain, that her normal weight is between 190 to 195, and she currently is weighing in at 222. She has a past medical history of lupus, on and off of steroids, cortisone shots every 3 months, hydroxychloroquine, and she is followed by Dr. Torres for rheumatology, coronary artery disease, and chronic headaches, bright torn rotator cuff. Regarding her diet, the patient states that she mostly eats lunch and supper. She skips breakfast most of the time. She reports palpitations, hair thinning, some nausea and difficulty swallowing. She reports some night sweats and difficulty sleeping and no energy, as well as headaches, blurry vision. The patient states that she does not exercise. She states that she does have a regular bowel movement. She states that she is followed by neurologist Dr. Saeed, S-A-I-D, in Punta Gorda for her chronic headaches. Plan number one, for her excessive weight gain, the recommendation is to get a dexamethasone suppression test. She will take dexamethasone 1 milligram at 11 p.m. and then we'll check her 8 a.m. cortisol level. Next number, I will also check a sleep study on her. Next number, I'm also recommending to taper off of her steroids, if at all possible, in order to improve and facilitate weight loss. Next number, I've also advised her to avoid regular sodas and change to diet sodas. Next number, I've also stated that she is to partake in a maximum caloric intake of 1,200 to 1,400 calories per day. Next number, I have also advised her to avoid any carbohydrates at dinner. Next number, for her chronic headaches and chronic neck pain, I have advised her to seek out pain management, and this will be a primary care referral, and we will use this instead of using the steroids, which cause and contribute to weight gain. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.